Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is WBUR. For people who are queer, trans, or non-binary, getting a haircut can be a challenge. They say they often feel uncomfortable and have a difficult time getting a barber to understand what they're looking for. But a barber in Boston's South End is reaching out to them on social media. The barber's drawing attention and clients with videos of customers receiving what are being called gender-affirming haircuts. Here's WBR's Amy Sokolow, who paid a visit.
Are we doing a mid-skin fade? Are we doing what we usually do?
Small thing. Okay. Yes.
Get this out of your eyes. I'm going to texturize it.
M. Arita is cutting Aaron Cho's hair at Barbershop Deluxe. Cho is trans. He moved to the Boston area a year ago and was looking for a queer-friendly barber.
I don't really want to put myself in environments where I feel like it's a bunch of, like, dudes talking about sports and girls, and that's just not the type of environment I want to go into.
He came across Arita on Instagram.
I found them, and I was like, oh, this person looks cool.
Over the past 3 years, Arita has posted hundreds of Instagram videos. Most of them feature clients sitting in Arita's barber chair. Arita asks detailed questions about their vision for their haircut, their hair history, and their gender identity. Many clients have a complex relationship with their hair, like this one featured in a recent clip.
I still get pegged a lot as a woman, and I don't really feel like I am a woman. I just feel like I'm myself. Mm-hmm. And I lean more towards masculinity and, yep, like, my clothing style and, like, how I present myself. So I feel like getting a shorter haircut would make me feel even more comfortable.
Arita, who's non-binary, got into the industry to help ease some of that tension. They first thought about cutting hair about 15 years ago.
I would go to barbershops, and it was fine. I never had, like, a bad experience there, but I was like, they're not, like, really my people exactly, you know?
So they envisioned a different environment.
Wouldn't it be dope if there was, like, a barbershop, but it was all queer people? Or there were, like, queer people in there cutting hair, or, like, queer people hanging out? Because I loved, like, the kind of the vibe of the barbershop, everybody, like, shooting the breeze.
Arita enrolled in barber school in 2017 and landed at Barbershop Deluxe shortly after graduating. They say, as far as they know, they were the first barber in the Boston area to cater specifically to the queer community. That includes masculine-presenting men, non-binary people, queer women, all gender identities. Arita's social media videos began gaining traction last spring when they started working with a marketing coach. Some have gotten more than 1 million views. Arita often struggles to understand why these videos get so much attention, positive or negative.
Sometimes it trips me up when people send me, like, hate DMs, and I'm like, I'm just over here making my like, dumb little haircut videos. Like, I don't know, like, why are you getting so mad? Queer people need to get their haircut, and they shouldn't have to feel, like, uncomfortable.
Arita is careful to protect clients' safety. They never tag or otherwise identify clients in posts. Social media followers have labeled Arita's haircuts as gender-affirming, although Arita thinks that applies to all haircuts.
I just don't think that a lot of cis people, like, think about it that way because they don't really have to. But, you know, people feel good after a haircut. Everybody does. And I think it's because they feel, like, more affirmed in their appearance. And gender presentation is part of your appearance.
But Arita says for people struggling with their gender identity, hair is a powerful tool to figure it out.
Getting a haircut, like, you don't need to go, like, see a doctor. You don't need a prescription. You don't need insurance. Like, it's a thing that if you're struggling with your appearance, and this goes for anybody, it's something that you can do to help yourself.
That's how Aaron Cho kickstarted his own gender transition as a teen. He bought a pair of clippers in high school, but wasn't ready to drastically change his hairstyle until college. He cut his hair short in the privacy of his dorm room. Now, almost a decade later, he sits in Arita's chair and runs his fingers through his newly styled do. What do you think?
I think it looks great. Feels good, too.
Cho will be back in a month for a mid-skin fade and a trim to get the hair out of his eyes. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Amy Sokolow.